Ron DeSantis, there is proof big tech targeted scientific dissenters to control the narrative around COVID-19. By Hannah Blow on December 13, 2022. There is proof that the medical establishment targeted scientific dissenters as part of an overarching attempt to control the narrative on the Chinese coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said during a roundtable discussion on Tuesday. Part of this issue and other issues with COVID goes back to an attempt to enforce one acceptable narrative on all these issues, DeSantis stated during the roundtable discussion, pointing to the censorship of Dr. Jay Vhattacharya on Twitter, specifically. You also saw it with Dr. Fauci and some of these people saying that they needed to go after these people who wrote the Great Barrington Declaration, DeSantis said of the open letter, which questioned the way federal health officials and the medical establishment were handling the pandemic, placing the burden on the working class. DeSantis said the opposers of that letter were not wanting to contest the ideas but wanted to smear them, because they didn't want to have any criticism of their lockdown policies. And so part of the reason I think it's been a bad response is because from the very beginning, you've had a lot of arrogance that it's our way or the highway. And anyone that offers any type of a dissenting opinion, and they were censoring from day one, DeSantis said, noting that some people who were writing anti-lockdown things in March and April of 2020 were finding themselves censored on big tech platforms. He said, explaining that the elites did not want those rules to apply to them. That instead, they wanted to distance themselves from any criticism or denigrate anybody that had a different way of thinking. We saw that over and over again. And I think that ultimately, your policies or your positions or your analysis of this medical science should stand on its own. And if it's not able to accept criticism, if you can't defend the policy against valid criticism, then maybe you need to be looking in the mirror, but that's not what these elite wanted to do. DeSantis predicted that a lot more will be revealed in the coming days via the Twitter files. But he said that serves as just a small example of the mass censorship at the hands of these other big tech companies across the board. I guarantee you everything that was going on in Twitter is going on in these others, if not even more so, he said, referencing Google and YouTube as examples. And we got a sense of that when they went after us for opposing the masks, having the experts oppose the masks for these young kids, he added. Watch. Twitter, prior to Musk's takeover, temporarily censored Florida surgeon Joseph Ladapo after he announced the state's updated guidance, advising against mRNA shots for males under the age of 40. The report cited an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18-39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. This month, Missouri and Louisiana released the transcript of Dr. Anthony Fauci's deposition as part of their lawsuit against federal officials and Biden administration over the alleged collusion with social media companies to control not only what you think, but especially what you say as it relates to the Chinese coronavirus, as stated by Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, R. Fauci conveniently said he could not recall 174 times during the deposition, and while he claimed to be so disassociated from social media, he admitted that he engaged in talks with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and revealed that his daughter worked for Twitter.